KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. A new report says waters off the coast of L.A. County reached their dirtiest levels in 5 years this past summer. Testing found lots of harmful bacteria from a wide range of sources, including sewage spills, fertilizer, and pet waste that washed into the ocean. Despite bad grades for L.A., 91% of state beaches overall had good water quality. First Lady Maria Shriver opens a state women's conference in Long Beach this morning. Celebrity speakers include Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa announced Wednesday that he'll seek a $1 billion bond measure to build more affordable housing near public transit. L.A. County is notorious for its traffic congestion, but in just a few days, commuters between the San Fernando Valley and the city of Los Angeles can ride a new type of mass transit. A bus that acts like a train. From our Los Angeles Bureau, Jason Margolis reports.
The new Orange Line looks like a Japanese silver bullet train, sleek, futuristic, and elongated. Except the Los Angeles version cruises at 55 miles per hour, and it's a bus. Still, it's a significant improvement at times to the traffic-choked 101 freeway. The bus travels 14 miles along a special new road that used to be laid with railroad tracks for freight trains. Now, the road is open only to buses. On a sneak preview on board the bus, Metro spokesperson Mark Littman explains how the bus communicates to the traffic signal that it's approaching an intersection.
We can extend the green lights by 10 seconds and turn red lights green 10 seconds faster. The buses operate more like trains or rubber wheels. They stop like once every mile, which is similar to a train. They have signal priority, and it's much faster than local buses. You can go from one end of the valley to the other end in 41 minutes. And because we have an exclusive transit way, we can guarantee our times for decades to come.
The idea for the new bus came when Los Angeles leaders saw the system at work on a trip to Curitiba, Brazil, 7 years ago. Public officials had discussed extending the Los Angeles subway to the valley, but County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says that would have cost $300 million a mile.
This line in total cost us $330 million to build. It is the least expensive mass transit line we have ever built, adjusting for inflation, in the history of this region. And if this works as we expect it will, as we get the ridership that we think it will, it could be a harbinger for the way we address mass transportation corridors in all parts of the county.
Still, the new Orange Line has its share of critics who say the county got what it paid for, a system slower than a train where riders have to transfer to the subway to complete the journey downtown. The new bus opens on Saturday. For the California Report, I'm Jason Margolis in Los Angeles.
It's harvest season in the Central Valley, and thousands of immigrant farm workers are driving to fields each day where they pick crops like apples and pumpkins. And in the process of getting there, some of them may be risking their lives on rural roads because they don't know what a yield or a stop sign means. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coker reports.
It was early one morning on a road near Huron, one of California's poorest towns. A van filled with farm workers, a tomato truck, and it ended in a gruesome accident. CHP Sergeant Jose Gutierrez.
On August 9th, 1999, field workers died coming home after working in the fields all night. 13 out of the 15 passengers died due to the massive collision that occurred of this van that struck a tomato truck making a U-turn in the middle of the road.
That accident led the California Highway Patrol to form a special unit dedicated to farmworker traffic safety. So while many of these farmworkers are undocumented and can't get a driver's license, they can get a lesson in the rules of the road. Farmworkers gather at a community health fair in Huron. There's live music and fresh tamales. Nurses are on hand to give advice about diabetes. And there's a booth with prizes for identifying traffic symbols. Fresno State graduate student Eduardo Perez asked the farm worker the meaning of a yellow circle with an X and the letters RR. The railroad crossing sign is one of the most difficult for Manuel to recognize. So is the no U-turn sign. But each day, Manuel drives 20 miles to work in the fields. Perez says many farm workers can't read signs in English or can't read at all.
Any sign that you see up there that's written in English, like, for example, wrong way or do not pass, stop ahead, they always have a difficult time with that. So I just tell them, just record it in your head, the square or the rectangle, whatever it might be.
This outreach project is sponsored by Fresno State University's Center for Agricultural Business with state and federal funds. Researchers there found that traffic safety is an important business concern for growers. Farm workers are four times more likely to crash on their way to work than to be involved in a work-related accident. More than half of farm workers surveyed didn't know what a wrong way or a yield sign meant. Kimberly Navziger of the Center for Agricultural Business.
It's kind of scary. Some of the farm workers that we spoke to, when they saw that the sign "do not pass," they thought it meant "no repasar," do not trespass.
The Fresno State program operates in five Central Valley counties and has produced this safety training video. The video features haunting pictures of cars welded into a tangle of metal and glass.
What you just saw is a scene that unfortunately takes place all too often, whether it's on the way to work or on the way home.
Soy el Sargento José Gutierrez de la Patrulla.
That's Sergeant José Gutierrez, head of the CHP program for farm worker safety. Many of the 20 officers in the program statewide were once farm workers themselves. Gutierrez says the purpose of safety training isn't to find out who has a driver's license. It's to protect everyone on the road.
Our mission is to save lives and protect the public, and we want to prevent accidents. And obviously, whether they have a license or not, we still don't want anybody injured.
This month, Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill that would have granted driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, saying it could undermine national security. Other opponents say it makes no sense to give driver's licenses to lawbreakers. Supporters of the bill say it's ironic the state won't issue driver's licenses to non-citizens, but will spend taxpayer dollars on driver training. The Farm Worker Safety Project has no position on the issue, but does point out that anyone can pick up a driver handbook in Spanish from the DMV, even if they can't legally apply for a license. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, October 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Steward Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.